And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is projecting forward. Each of my guests is demonstrating projecting forward in his field, whether it's football or business. My next guest is an expert in marketing and leadership with experience in high technology and the consumer products industry. He'll simplify business for us from his book, It's Not Rocket Science. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Now, you want to use that number, 639-0008, right now to call in because I've got four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe that I'll be giving away to the third caller at 639-0008. Urbane Cafe, two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Rose and Gonzales. Be the third caller at 639-0008, and four sandwiches or four salads can be used, yours, enough to feed an entire family. My next guest, Mitch Guzet, is a recognized expert in marketing, innovation, leadership, strategic positioning, and customer relations. Mitch has addressed groups throughout the world on marketing and strategy. Mitch is an experienced general manager and leader with operating experience in the fields of high technology and consumer products. Mitch was the president of Teledyne Components, which is a division of Teledyne Incorporated, for over 5 years. Mitch has a BS in engineering from the University of California at Los Angeles. He did graduate work in electrical engineering at Cal State Long Beach and graduate business studies at Santa Clara University. He holds an MS and an MBA from the Edinburgh Business School. Mitch has three books on marketing currently in print. His latest is titled It's Not Rocket Science, Using Marketing to Build a Sustainable Business. Welcome to the show, Mitch. How are you today?
I'm doing great, but I need to put you on hold because I got to call in and try to win those sandwiches.
Unfortunately, you can't win those, anybody else who calls in at 639-0008 can win it. All right, let's dive into your book, because what I liked about your book is you provide examples and solutions to really common marketing problems. You ask and you answer the question why some companies survive, some companies thrive, and some companies just fade away. So let's start at the beginning. Describe what marketing is and the importance to a company of having marketing success.
Well, that's a great question, and I'll try not to give an academic answer because with respect to the academics, I don't think their answers are particularly useful for business people. But we describe marketing's job simplistically as aligning the capabilities of your company with the current and future needs of your customers. Again, it's aligning your capabilities with the ongoing needs of your customers. And the hard part, which is in alignment with today's theme, is figuring out what the customer is going to need in the future.
Without a doubt. So, Mitch, then differentiate for us, if you will, between marketing and sales, because a lot of people use those terms interchangeably.
Excellent, and they do. And the truth of the matter is a lot of companies combine them into one person, and ultimately what they end up with is a director of sales who is responsible for whatever marketing the company does. So another simplified way of looking at it is that marketing people are about tomorrow and salespeople are about today. And thank goodness somebody's focused on today, because if you don't get orders today, it can be pretty tough to make payroll at the end of the week. But marketing people are really about figuring out what you should be offering tomorrow, whatever tomorrow is in your environment. In the high-tech world, tomorrow can be 6 months to a year. In some industries, tomorrow is 5 years. But literally, salespeople are required to sell what the company currently offers. Selling stuff that you don't have puts the company out of business. And there's a lot of famous stories about companies that introduced new products they were going to have in 6 months or a year, and the customer stopped buying the current product, and the company went broke before the new products came out.
Well, not only are there historical stories, Mitch, but there's a current one going on right now that has to do with BlackBerry. RIM announced that they're obsoleting their old operating system on the BlackBerry phones, and it has brought sales of BlackBerry phones to a standstill because people don't want to invest in a new phone now when they know that a new operating system and a new phone is coming down the road. So this happens every day in business.
Perfect example, yes. And you take a company like BlackBerry where yes, they sell products, but they also sell stock. And I mean, the stock that trades on the stock exchange, and the CEOs are under a lot of pressure to keep that stock price up. And when your operating system is hurting you, you want to hurry up and announce a new one so that the stock market will think you're okay. But then customers go, oh, cool, I think I'll just wait for that.
My guest is Mitch Guzet. We're talking about marketing. So give us some tips, if you will, Mitch, on surviving competition in this dog-eat-dog world that we're currently in, where consumers and corporations are not spending any money at all.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I got a call late 2009 from a company down in Southern California. I'm here up in Northern California, but it was a company down there in Southern California, and he'd heard that I might be able to help him, and we chatted a bit, and he said his business was off 60%.
Ouch.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, what's going on in your industry? He says, oh, it's off 90%. I said, I can't help you. I said, in truth, you're kicking butt. I said, doesn't feel like it. But the reality is, if you're growing faster than your market, or in his case, and fortunately for some industries, still shrinking less than your market is shrinking, it's a metric that says you're doing well. If you're doing the same as the market, you're just a cork in a stream. And when you hit a downturn or you hit a slow patch, do you know how to row? Can you get across that? And what a lot of companies do in a downturn, which is exactly the opposite of what they should do, is they try to diversify themselves out of the problem. Now, look, if your industry's off 90%, I'm not telling you that diversification isn't the right thing to do. But for most companies in a downturn, what they should do is focus on what they're great at. As a friend of mine says, there's no business that can't improve its performance by narrowing its focus. But in a downturn, people panic and they go, oh, you know, there must be better opportunities someplace else. And the question I always ask is, exactly where can you migrate that you will be better than the people who are already there, who now have capacity to serve customers because the industry's down? And if there is such a place, why weren't you there already?
Very good advice. Well, Mitch, before we go on, because I do have an example that I want you to talk about, but before we get to the example, I don't need to know the name of the company, but what industry was down 90% and this company was only down 60%? What industry were they in? Buggy whips?
All of your listeners in Southern California will appreciate it. They made interior doors for the housing and apartment industry.
Ah, okay.
Of course, in 2009, took a real shellacking in Southern California because of the housing crisis.
They did. My guest is Mitch Guzet. Mitch, before we move on to my example, I just want to say we've had one caller already. This is going to be our second caller calling in. I'm looking for the third caller, 639-0008, and you can win 4 sandwiches or 4 salads. Now, back to you, Mitch. Google. Google has announced this week 2 major acquisitions. The most recent was yesterday, where they bought Zagat, which is the maker of those guides and everything else. Now, this is a down economy, but Google's a 700-pound gorilla within their particular industry. Was diversifying a good move for Google in this environment?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Google is the company that most people think of for search, and of course, that's where they're famous. But the reality is, Google is a huge company in a zillion different businesses, quite frankly, most of which don't do all that well. But they follow a philosophy that 3M made famous several decades ago, where they let their people spend 10 to 15% of their time innovating in areas that could be useful to the company. And they are purposefully investing their capital. And they, one of the things they've been blessed with since day one is more cash than anybody knows what to do with, either venture capital money in the beginning or flat-out cash they've earned today. So they are constantly looking for what I would really call new businesses to enter. The fact that they may be under the Google umbrella is a strategy that they use, kind of like Procter & Gamble has lots of brands, but each are different. Google tends to put the Google name on everything, sort of like Apple puts the I initial in front of most of the things that they do now. But I would argue that Google is really investing as a holding company in a whole bunch of businesses, many of which don't really have anything to do with each other than Google is interested. Now, I don't happen to think Zagat fits the category of being a whole different business, because it's optimized around something they're trying to focus on, which is local search, local value, and local information to help people who are mobile and need information about what's around me get good information. And the Zagat Guide is a well-respected guide for local information that has a brand reputation that's quite good.
All right. My guest is Mitch Guzet. He is the author of the book, It's Not Rocket Science, Using Marketing to Build a Sustainable Business. And you just mentioned mobile as an important trend, and that's something that Zagat is very famous for. But let's talk about these new trends and how they're impacting marketing, if we can, for just a minute, Mitch. Describe the place for social media, email marketing, and what you just mentioned, location-based marketing, in the new marketing landscape. When and where are they appropriate? You know, what do they replace in the traditional marketing formula that one company might use?
Excellent. Well, the to directly answer your question, word of mouth has always been the most powerful marketing tool possible. If you could get people to talk about you to their friends, it would help your business. Well, word of mouth has evolved over time to the point now where you have things like Facebook, where literally I have more friends than I ever knew I had, and I can say good things about a restaurant that I like or a business that I've done business with, and all of my new friends will hear about it. So word of mouth has become much more powerful in terms of its ability to propagate. A single human being has much more clout, if you will, more value in terms of their voice than they used to have. The problem with that is a lot of marketers who don't understand how word of mouth is supposed to work are trying to manipulate the system by getting either paid people to pretend that they're not paid and say how wonderful this is, or believe that social media is the answer. What was the question again? And really, if you are remarkable, people have always been willing to talk about you. And if you are remarkable today, social media makes it easier for people to talk about you. Email marketing is just a lower cost way of sending information to people or sending junk mail to people. And of course, as we all know, over 90% of email traffic is spam. But as I tell people, while I don't want you to become a spammer, the reason why there's so much spam out there is because it works. Somebody, believe it or not, is actually responding to some of those ridiculous emails that you see. And I'm not recommending you do that. I'm simply recommending that you learn to use these new methods to track. One of the reasons I think newspaper advertising is down is not because people don't read the newspaper and not because newspapers are not still a great local media to advertise in. And in fact, the demographics are really good. The problem is that the newspaper industry, like most print industry, has resisted any ability to help their advertisers determine whether or not what they're doing is valuable. If you buy an ad in a newspaper and it doesn't work for you, it does work for the newspaper. And if you don't know that it doesn't work and you keep advertising, the newspaper makes money. So they've had no incentive to help people run more effective ads, because the truth of the matter is a lot of ads are badly done and don't add a lot of value. And if you knew they didn't add a lot of value, you wouldn't do them. Well, with social marketing, internet marketing, digital marketing, whatever language you want to use, people are now able to track and understand better what's going on. So a lot of messaging is being shifted to this media, if for no other reason than to cause your boss to believe that you're actually being accountable. I would prefer that you actually are accountable rather than that you just try to pretend that you're accountable.
My guest is Mitch Guzet. He is the author of the book, It's Not Rocket Science. And Mitch, a lot of what you write about in the book, of course, is aimed at corporations. But I'm going to ask you to put on a little bit different hat and answer this, if you will. Apply what you write about in your book to nonprofit organizations, because in this economy, nonprofits are probably struggling harder than the for-profit business.
Absolutely. In fact, I have a meeting next week down in the San Gabriel Valley with the Boys and Girls Club to help them pro bono with exactly that conversation. So what I tell not-for-profits is that their customer is the person who's going to donate, not the user of their services. Virtually all not-for-profits have more people who could use their services than their ability to apply services. So the user of the service is not the customer. The donor is the customer. And the key question I ask business owners of all size is, what can customers buy from your company they don't think they can buy from anybody else? And so what I ask not-for-profit directors is, what will a donor receive, or how will they feel differently by donating to your organization compared to any other donation they're going to make, because you're not fighting for do I buy dinner for my family or do I donate. It's do I donate to this organization or do I donate to that organization. And so the question you have to ask yourself is, what will the donor receive? How will they feel differently? Because it's usually about feeling when it comes to a donation. How will they feel differently because they donate to you versus anybody else they could donate to?
Well, that's an amazing and a fundamental shift in thinking that's important not only for nonprofits, but I guess for any business as well. My guest is Mitch Gauzet. So Mitch, your book, It's Not Rocket Science. What makes your book different from other marketing books that are out on the market today?
Well, thanks for asking the question. The book was created from 100 presentations that I gave over a number of years to business executives in medium-sized companies. So it's really focused on the medium-sized company that's trying to grow. It's full of real-world examples as opposed to theory on how to do things. It is not a book you would ever find in a school environment. A couple of my friends over the years who teach part-time at universities have tried to use the book to help, you know, to theoretically help me out, but it's not anything that fits academics. It's really focused on helping the mid-sized company executive who may not have a marketing department or may have a very small marketing department understand from beginning to end, what is marketing supposed to do for my company? How will it give me a competitive advantage? And what kinds of things should I think about? And we've updated it. We now, just this week, we released the Kindle version of it and with new updates to make sure that it stays relevant. And it's just chock full of stories and examples because I picked them up from my audiences and I used them with my audiences. And it's from 100 presentations that I gave on the topic of helping executives with mid-sized companies grow.
And Mitch, what do you want those mid-sized company executives to take away from reading It's Not Rocket Science?
That truly it isn't rocket science. My dad was a rocket scientist out at Aerojet in Azusa for close to 50 years, and he's read the book, and he said, you're right, it's not rocket science. And so I can certify that. But what I really want them to get is that it's not magic either, nor is it a silver bullet. One of the things that people have to remember is that in the late 1840s and early 1850s in California, the people who made all the money in the gold mining field were the suppliers to the gold miners. Very few gold miners made any money. And in today's world, you got a lot of people telling entrepreneurs and mid-sized companies how easy it is to do this. Your ads on the radio all the time, call and leave me your email address and I'll solve all your marketing problems. It there's no silver bullet. It's like you can't lose weight sitting on the couch eating the same thing you've been eating, watching TV and hoping the weight's going to fall off. There are basic things you have to do. And if you forget to do those, none of the other stuff is going to help. And so the book really takes you back to the basics in terms of thinking. The tactics, you have to figure out they're appropriate for your industry, but it's really back to the core question. What can a customer buy from your company they don't think they can buy from anybody else? Because until you know the answer to that question, the only thing you have to offer is price.
There you go. My guest has been Mitch Gauzet, author of the book, It's Not Rocket Science, Using Marketing to Build a Sustainable Business. Mitch, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
The simplest place is my website, MitchGauzet.com, MitchGauzet.com.
Oh, that is great. Mitch, it's been a delight. Thank you for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.